Number 12, David Douglas.
Washington, you are there. The year 1826. It's October. David Douglas, collecting botanist and representative of the English Royal Horticultural Society, has long been intrigued by stories of an unusually large resiny pine growing in the Oregon Territory. He gets his chance to search for it when he joins the McLeod Exploratory Expedition. A month ago, that group left Fort Vancouver and headed south toward the Umpqua River. We go now to Washington Centennial reporter Elizabeth Stone.
David Douglas has just returned to the camp. I believe he's telling his story now. Let's move closer and listen in.
It was raining in torrents. The worst night I ever passed. Finally, it cleared on Thursday, and I set out on an excursion from my camp. After about an hour's walk, I was met by an Indian who promptly strung his bow and stood ready on the defense. I laid down my gun, and he laid down his bow. We smoked some tobacco.
That was a close one, baby.
I then drew a sketch of the pine I was hunting, and he pointed to some hills 15 or 20 miles south. We headed in that direction, and about midday I stood before my long-sought-for pines. Their size and beauty cannot be overrated. I could not reach the cones, so I was shooting them down. And along comes a group of natives, quite unfriendly. Their leader made a sign for tobacco, which I said they could get on condition of fetching me more pine cones. When they left, I gathered up the cones and beat a hasty retreat. 3 days' travel brings me back here, and it's glad I am to see you all.
David Douglas, whose name is best remembered for the Douglas fir, makes two great expeditions to the Pacific Northwest. He collects and names hundreds of plants and flowers, including his most dramatic discovery, the sugar pine.